episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go.
That's in Rick there. And Roll.
Rollo!
Hello, world.
Rick
and Rollo.
This is Rick and Rollo.
RAR 32, Saturday, the 24th of May. 2025, biblical rays. Rick, are you there?
I'm certainly here. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm just sending a message to Joel. Thank you.
To thank him. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, fantastic.
Wow.
So I wasn't wrong because I kept thinking, because I keep the last one I did, I kept saying, oh, not being recorded, and I'm muted. And then
didn't you forget that the 20 minute bumpers weren't coming
in? I thought it was every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes would be annoying.
Anyway, yeah, let's talk about biblical rain. Yeah. So I this time last week, last Rick and Rollo, it hadn't hit. It was sunny. I'd mowed the lawn, etc. But Monday, it came down like what you would call biblical rain, and I can hear a rescue chopper going over it right now.
Where's Noah's Ark?
So the Mid-North Coast got a disaster, a real disaster, not like Cyclone Alfred, which did not affect us, yet they locked us down. And shut schools down. I've been on about this. It really pisses me off how gullible you can be to allow a climate lockdown, which I did for Cyclone Alfred. Forget, I'm not talking about Gold Coast. I'm talking about all the way down.
Stay on topic, mate. Rains in Spain.
Mainly on the plain. And there's nothing but dead cows, et cetera, and animals along that freeway, which I cannot use because I've been locked out of the winter is for all week. The first time in 25 years, I haven't made it to one of the jobs I've done for 25 years. I've always managed to get there. Rain, hail, accidents, hospitals, whatever. But this time, no good whatsoever. But I think it's a sign, Rollo, that I shouldn't be going to Sydney anymore.
Yeah. If you're into that, but I used to live in Taree. Now, the river almost going over the Manning River, going over that bridge,
right
there, is like that.
Top.
That is just crazy. It's worse than they had a flood back in the 1920s.
Yes.
And this is worse.
So I'm listening to people that are in Taree, which is 35 minutes from my house, that said that they bought their house is 105 years old. It never had been flooded and it's underwater. That's 105 years.
I hate to be an asshole during this, but try selling a house and buying a house during torrential rain. Here we go. Look, I'm gonna pop the champagne cork. Listen, I finally sold my house, and I bought a house in this unbelievable weather. Let's just continue with Taree. Taree sucks. I hope my brother's house is okay. They're
in Rainbow Flats.
So hopefully he's okay. You know, as much as I despise my brother at the moment,
he's such a nice bloke. Right? Oh, how can you despise him?
What's nice about him?
He's a nice guy. I met him but he seemed like a really nice bloke.
Oh, he's all right. He has his moments, and so do I. But yeah, so Taree really has done it tough. That a whole fucking yacht club went under.
Two dead.
So we lost people. See, yeah. I didn't know that.
Actually,
I know we lost a fuckload of dairy cattle. A whole fucking herds fucking drowned.
They're dead on the freeway.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's really bad. Really bad. I can't believe that more people didn't get killed.
They were getting plucked off roofs.
I did a Be Told show on Tuesday right in the middle of it, and it was just nothing but, you know, because my house, in the 2020, I've got no problem with my house. I'm up a hill. But, down below, that was absolutely underwater. You know, there was old cafes that literally their roofs were sticking out of it. It was bad. But this one,
look,
for me, not so bad.
I saw that video that you posted, and I know Taree very well. And like,
you grew up there.
I saw where the charcoal chicken was. I saw where I got my license underwater. Like I would never have thought that the water would be, you know, in the main street, everything is going to be wrecked.
Yep.
The whole main street is wrecked. It's gone.
Yep. Yep.
My God. Rick and Rollo.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Goodbye, Joel.
Rick and Rollo, episode number 30. Is it two? You said 32.
RAR 32. Saturday, the 24th of May, 2025. We are doing the biblical flood special.
Oh my God!
How many times have you never been able to get to Sydney and back? Never.
Never. Normally I get stuck at your house because that's what the last two are, the bushfires or floods in 2021 and 2020. I was stuck at your house for 3 days at a time because I couldn't get back to my house. But this time I was stuck at my house. To be honest, I'd rather.
It's not my house anymore.
It's finally gone
through.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic because I was. Thank you, and I'm getting a bottle of Maui. Yeah, like so. Really, I think the everyone. There's a lot of money, you know, flowing, and you know.
How much do you get paid? You get about 30 grand
if you sell my place. That's how much you get.
No, it was 20 something thousand.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, but that's you can live on that for a year if you're
Yeah, no, the agency gets it, not the actual guy.
Yeah,
no, the
do, guy you know sold does, it. Do you know how much the New South Wales government gets in stamp duty? Fuck me, it's a ridiculous amount of money. It's 40,000 dollars for doing nothing.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
They can't even goddamn we have three levels of government, don't get me started. On federal and fucking a state and then bloody, councils. They can't fucking pick your bins up.
Yeah.
and you have to pay how much in bloody rates?
$2,600 a year.
So Gladys Berejiklian and gets how much?
She's not anything to do with it anymore, surely. I don't think she's.
No, she isn't because she did enough damage with her and that bloody. Who was that woman that looked like a man who wanted us all get vaccinated?
Kerry Chant.
Kerry Chant.
Yeah, what an ugly.
That evil man.
Man, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. And your evil Prime Minister, the horse mate. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, let's not get diverted. We've survived. I swear to God, last week.
You got the rain really bad coming down. You got really bad in Newcastle.
Unbelievable. We had flash flooding all over the place.
Yeah.
It was like up just here in Birmingham Gardens where I live, the whole bloody street and, do you remember when the Pasha Bog crashed in 2008?
Yeah, funny you should say that, Rollo.
Yeah.
A guy made up, because there's a road up the road from me called the Ghost Road, which runs between the main freeway, which is always going under, despite all this remediation I've done. And someone superimposed the Pasha Bulka on the middle of put a photo of it. And all these people going, oh, that's not funny. That's really bad, because people going, is that real?
Does everybody just need to bloody, take a teaspoon of cement and harden the fuck up? Isn't that right? Yeah. Because
I said funny, because they said, oh, the ghost road shut again. And they had a superimposed picture. It looked real that the Pasha Bulka
I watched that video you posted where that guy just bought a new house and he's trying to sandbag up. I watched that whole 30-minute video. I watched it with Christy. It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking for some people.
But he bought a house in the wrong place. My new place is structurally and I knew. You know where
is
to
it
buy
up in
place,
the air?
You
is don't... it up in is it up in the air? That's what I mean. Is
it's
it up
in the air.
Up in
it's
the...
up in the air. It's beautifully built. Yeah, it's
like my house. My house is on brick piers. It's up high. So
absolutely
the guy built it.
How high did that river?
It got right up to the
So the RSL
as high
didn't,
as it could get. That's too high. No, that never would get damaged. That's too high. But the little cafe that was 15 foot of water, upwards, that was fine. It had sandbags on it. The road was closed maybe when the king tide came in because there was two king tides. That's what I'm saying. This is fucking deliberate. And on Facebook, there's all these. There's a lot of people going geoengineering. Immediately, there's incredible. I reckon they're bots coming, going, leave your conspiracy theories out. Leave your conspiracy theories out. Because that's what normies do. As soon as you mention, and they're doing it tonight, as soon as there's blue sky now today, up and down,
a beautiful
line
day
up the
today.
Line.
Beautiful. Yeah,
beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful. I'll tell you what happened to me this morning, Rollo, because I've been stuck at home drinking beer nonstop.
Were you down? You sound sober. Are you drinking sober. non-alcoholic beer? What was that one?
No.
You got me on?
I don't start drinking till 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
Fair enough.
So keep going. So I'll tell you the other thing. The bottle shop, there's no supplies. All the beer supplies have not got there. So I went to the bottle shop tonight, and she said, She goes, go and have a look in the cool room. There's about 15 cases left. It should normally be about 500. There's 15 cases of beer left in there. So we're a truckerarian, so we rely on Sydney, the winner is Sydney, to deliver all our stuff.
Yeah.
And so nothing can get through the freeway because it's completely it's full of giant logs and dead cows. For about from Cooper.
Giant logs and dead cows, that's it. Yeah, the detritus that comes down the river. I remember that years ago. I saw dead horses. In the flood. Yeah, for sure.
It is a miracle that more people didn't pass away in that.
Yeah, I think so.
You'd have to say that because there were choppers pulling people off roofs nonstop, and that's bad. Once you see choppers coming in. And having to, they have to abseil down and then tie you to the gurney thing and then pull you up. And what I noticed what they do now is they blur the imagery because a couple of times back in the last floods, there were poor women getting lifted up in the air with their wearing 90s, and the camera was filming them.
You get to see their naughty bits.
There was a few embarrassing shots of women's bottoms going.
Oh
up
dear.
In the air. Or whatever. Yeah. So they don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. But it's really bad, Roller. Really, really bad. And so you got it. So what you got. It came down to Newcastle,
I just figured, just my luck. Here I am, trying to sell my house and trying to buy a house in the most biblical
level rain,
unbelievable rain. And seriously, my roof held up.
So, have you been into your new? Is the new house empty?
The new house is beautiful.
Is it empty?
A little bit of a leak, but that's all been fixed.
Is it empty?
It's empty. Oh, there's nothing there, mate.
Okay, well, that's the first thing that you go before you settle. You have to say, I want that the leaks fixed. You can say
that's all being taken care of.
I don't want a money pit. Yeah, we talked about last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Emo Rua. Yeah.
Who wants a money pit? No one. But I knew exactly, one, how close it was to the train station, because I'm still under duress when it comes to corrections. I still freaking hassling the crap out of me. And you wouldn't believe it. They say they're helping. But it's like all right. What did Ronald Reagan say about the government?
Said that the worst thing you can ever hear is the government saying, "We're the government. We're here to help you." He said, he said that's the five worst words of all time. I'm from the government. And I'm here to help you. Yeah, he said that, and he's 100% correct.
But Ronald Reagan, I love that. Ronald Reagan's an actor, and he becomes the president. Yeah, I honestly love looking back on it. I love Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was awesome. Yeah, he was pretty much dementia ridden in his last couple of years. But that was kind of funny as well because what was it?
Who was that last president?
Joe Biden was dead. He was dead set. He was gone.
Fucking hopeless, yeah. Well, anyway, one of the other funny ones, well, it wasn't funny. It could have been started a fake war. But it was just before the news conference started, and he was just talking off the top of his head, and he goes, we've found a solution to the Russian problem. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. And he said that just for a joke before the news conference, and it was a hot microphone, and someone picked it up. And even though we know nothing would have happened, but I thought he had a great sense of humour, Ronnie.
A sense of humour gets you a long way. It gets you into bed with hot chicks, even if you're an ugly bloke like me.
Yeah, it does.
There you go.
Rollo, you got to actually, I would have to say, over the years, it's if you can make a woman laugh, you're in straight away.
It's a... It's a guarantee.
It may not last a lot. The joke may wear off afterwards, but you're certainly going to be.
And the super pretty ones are the ones that you kind of go, oh my God, I want to be with her for the rest of my life. Yeah, but then you've got so much better looking men that are going to take them off you. Anyway, I don't want to hear, I don't want to talk about sexy talk. I want to, let's go a few things that we were talking about last week. Now, Brett Kenny and the Sterlo story. I wanted to finish that story off. How do we get her talking to that?
I don't know, but Brett Kenny, we're talking about Parramatta Rugby League team circa 1980.
That's right. We're talking about people not getting paid enough for. Now, Brett Kenny, in 1990, because Sterlo busted his shoulder in 1992, and we're talking about he was on $30,000 or $50,000 a year. It's like, it's almost criminal. It's criminal to think about it these days, isn't it?
Well, $3.5 million a season for someone that's like him.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. But the thing is, he got lowballed so badly. He played his whole career at Parramatta, him and Sterlo. He almost, your team, you kind of support Balmain a little bit because you live at Balmain. Yeah. He almost played his last season at Balmain. Because we got talking about Jack Newton last week and he almost played his last season.
Bob Fulton was the manager of Parramatta, wasn't he?
Bob Fulton, yeah. I've still got all my footy cards, but I used to be massive into football before I came into baseball. Yep. And baseball now. Velasquez got yanked from the game today. You know that guy.
You mean the guy that looks like the game.
We still won 4-3 over Arizona. You know, Diamondbacks. Yeah, I'm going to go to Vegas before I die. I want to do a Vegas. I want to go to America and I want to go and play a blackjack in Vegas. So I'm not sure if the wife is going to come with me. She said,
of course you would.
She said, I will only if you don't drink. And I go, am I allowed to do cocaine? Am I allowed to? And then she goes, wouldn't that be funny if you get put into a federal pound me in the ass prison in America. She thought that'd be hilarious. Just your luck to get caught, you know, with like, you know, a baggy, like just enough to put you in prison.
America is a prison country, isn't it? Really? I mean, they just love locking you up for any thing and stick you in an orange pair of overalls with it. And then when you go into jail, apparently I keep looking at there's a lot of videos out there of people that have been to US jails and stuff. And apparently when you go in there, they say you can't not be in a gang. You've got to be part of, because the blacks and whites don't get on together. The Hispanics, so everyone's,
that's awful.
You're going to be either white power, black, or join one of the Bloods or Crips things. But I don't think you could do that if you're white. I'm not sure. But it's full on. It's really bad over there. It's a professional, the prisons make money. They're actually a money making organization.
Absolutely.
So that's why they're trying to get as many people in there as possible. And then even if you make a phone call, have you heard, like, I think on a couple of shows I listen to occasionally, you get, will you accept a call from, you know, San Diego State Penitentiary? and they're given a phone call and they've got 4 minutes and they have to pay $30 for their phone call. So it's just a giant rort, like the military, giant rort. Prison system, giant rort.
All right. Let's talk about something a bit more fun. Something you brought up last week. It's Dennis Hopper when he was given $1 million. Yep. You know, he made a movie called The Last Movie in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often cited as one of the worst movies ever made. It's chaotic, but ill-conceived film. And look,
I've actually seen quite a few reviews of it. He took everyone to Peru.
Was it Peru? I thought it was the Himalayas. It was apparently, exactly.
And it was just a big drug fueled.
He was off his head.
Oh,
and actually imagine, and so he was paranoid at the same time.
So he filmed it, and then they couldn't get rushes or anything. So what they had, they filmed. So then they looked at it, and then he insisted on editing it, and he had no experience on how to edit. Star Wars, the reason why he got those powers
is because the old studio chiefs, this is in that book by Michael Medved, The 50 Worst Movies Ever Made. It explains how he got that money and how that, because they thought this guy made us so much money with Easy Rider, we've got to let him do it again. And they told the young staffers, they said all the young staff, all the young interns and staff at studio, at Golden, Metro Golden Mayer or whoever it was, they said, come in, they said, you guys, you know, you're young, go in and watch this movie and tell us it's great. And so all these young guys were sitting in there, and they knew that if they turned around and said, it's fucked, they might get sacked. So they're just going, it looks good. And they then ended up allowing him to edit the thing. And it came out, it's unwatchable. But I would watch it just for crap.
It's like, it was like George Lucas, his wife edited Star Wars that made it the great film that it was.
The first one, 1977.
He would be surrounded by yes men. That the Phantom Menace in 1999, it was with that Jar Jar Binks character or whatever he thought was funny, and
it's really unfunny.
The adult bit was awful. Everyone knows nothing that the Phantom Menace
nothing
is awful.
Can compare. Honestly, Rollo. Nothing can compare to the car crash of a movie that the prequels, the last three. I mean, I went to see them, and I remember going. I was just looking at the characters. There was a little fat black chick and
Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Rick and Rollo, episode number 32 on look at my calendar there, 24th of May, 2025.
Hey, buddy.
And we're just going to keep... So,
fantastic. Yeah, we're talking Star Wars.
Star Wars now.
Disney Star Wars.
Disney got hold of it, and they brought in J.J. Abrams. Was it or who was it?
You got it.
And I was
J.J. Abrams. I must admit, made one good film. It was with Harrison Ford called. Now it was in 1991. It was called Regarding Henry. Now you look it up. It's a good movie, and apparently he's accused that he nicked the script from someone else. He got taken to court. This is because J.J. Abrams, all he can do is he sees an old property like Star Trek, Star Wars, and you know that bloody awful TV show called Lost? Do you remember that TV show?
Yeah, well, that was popular.
Yeah, but it was a mystery box show. It wasn't like a show that I like was The X-Files, right?
You know, I watched all them.
I refused to watch it because I knew the mystery box formula because there was nothing in the box.
Yeah.
It was, it had some, it was
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I remember watching, a fair few of them, he says, putting some ice into his light beer. anyway, if you actually watch these sequels, and these are the ones that had Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford came back, all old, and it had Big Nose in it as the bad guy that was the what's his name, that actor that's in
Adam Driver, he's a good actor.
Apparently so.
he was good, whatever.
But there's always
he was in that movie with that really pretty chick who played Black Widow. What was, you know, that Jewish, that lovely Jewish lady,
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, he was in a movie where they were married and they're married. It was basically a rip-off. Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah,
remember?
Apparently that's good. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Forget about Adam Driver. When you watch these movies, because I had to, again, I'll keep saying this, I had to, children under 10 actually go there, and because they were obsessed with these things. And I was watching it and I was going, because I saw all the movies over the years. You know, I saw the first lot when they first came out, and I did see the prequels, which were fucking terrible.
How would you rate? I liked the first one. And I thought The Empire Strikes Back was better. I wasn't too crash hot on Return of the Jedi in 1983.
It was still entertaining. I was not a kid back then though. I was like, by 83 I was 20 something rather. I was 19.
But Lucas, you know, he just made so much money out of merchandise because he's just a smart guy, him and Spielberg.
The whole story of Star Wars is just the hero's journey,
and it's just
added a whole lot of things like two sons of Tatooine, and brilliant, there's a lot of good esoteric stuff in it.
George Lucas said when he was a child, who was the guy with the blonde hair that flew through space?
Flash Gordon.
Help me out. Flash Gordon! And Flash Gordon even had, the way the text went up on the screen.
Yeah, like exactly. It did.
Yeah, he totally nicked that, but he made it better. I like Flash Gordon, but
it had all these archetypes all through it, and that was all in the hero's journey.
A bit of incest,
because Luke and Luke kissed. I do remember.
Apparently, that was because he hadn't worked out. So when she passionately kisses Luke,
her own brother.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think at that point that he decided that they were family.
I don't know if he stuck the tongue in. Do you know about that?
I know. It's a bit cringy to watch once you know that they are brother and sister, isn't it? Mm. To kiss like that. But she was just trying to piss Han Solo off, wasn't she?
Make him go and have a Han Solo in the toilet.
What's it called? A five-finger discount? Or what?
Those last three, and I'm not talking about Rogue One. I'll have to say that Rogue One is worth seeing. Have you seen Rogue One?
Apparently, they all die.
Spoiler alert.
Well, you know how it.
The planet.
Rogue One. You already know. They basically made that movie off the beginning of Episode 4, whatever they call it, A New Hope. I always call it Star Wars. I'll never call it A New Hope.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think you should have meddled with the old ones.
Instead of keeping that, there's a basic story that was quite good, but they put in these hopeless, weird-looking actors. Like there's a Chinese woman there's an Asian woman, little fat thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Cannot act. And a guy that looks like a grown-up version of, what you talking about, Willis? It looks like a taller Gary Coleman. Again, not a very good actor. And they had this side thing, and they also brought in that guy that they reckon is Brad Pitt playing the same, you know, the Spanish, what's his name? And he plays an autistic character. And they didn't make any difference to the film, and you could tell they'd been told. Add an Asian and add a black character. They've been told you need an Asian and a black character. This is a very early DEI.
What? Yeah, exactly. There's a guy called Larry Fink who runs BlackRock, and that's where the money is. Like, and this is where all our superannuation, even in Australia, most of it is with BlackRock, Vanguard. Vanguard and State Street.
Yeah,
that's right. So that's where, and you'll never get it because they'll never let you get it. That's why they have so, this is why they want to make, this is why people like Charlie Brooker, you know, and, you know, in, you know, Charlie Brooker is so.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Exactly. And they, because that scares, like, because Charlie Brooker can't be controlled. It's a bit like South Park as well, you know, that those guys.
Those guys are doing some of the most, I've been laughing at them. I saw that one about.
They did one,
you know, here at the moment, you're not meant to impersonate a different character if you're not that color or whatever, or race. Mm-hmm. They take great pride in doing funny Chinese, you know, how can I help you, you know,
the black guy chef left because he was a Scientologist and they went full into science. Isaac Hayes just went.
Was he a Scientologist?
He was a Scientologist, yeah.
Wow.
And he left, and then he died soon after. Actually, he had the most amazing voice.
Oh yeah,
the greatest theme tunes
to any movie, the theme to Shaft.
That's Isaac Hayes.
Wonderful song. Ding, ding, ding. Brilliant. What a great song.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if they did what they're doing to everyone else because, you know, they're changing the color of everybody. Imagine if they brought in a
But they only changed it one way, only white to black.
To black.
You know,
black to white.
Yeah, the token thing. But they were ahead of the curve, big time. They were making those jokes way before the wokeness came in.
I'm staggered to see the things that they're getting away with. And I'm laughing my head off because there's nothing politically correct. And in South Park, it's completely – they go for everyone. There's no one they have not attacked. And it's fantastic. Apart from the Muslims. Have they attacked the Muslims yet? I bet they don't.
When they took on Family Guy, that was the thing. When they took Family Guy on, I thought they were very fair. And even Seth MacFarlane said, look, you know, we copped a ribbon from the Family Guy, from South Park.
A ribbing.
Oh, we had a great game today. Did I tell you? Chrissy, my wife has just come home. Can you say hello, Chrissy?
Hello,
hi Christy. How are you? Congratulations, you got you can get rid of him soon.
Sorry, I didn't have the headsets on.
I said you can get rid of him soon. He's not long. He's not long for your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, it's good. Finally got the soul to figure out. So
it's really good. I'm really
happy
impressed.
Days.
Happy days.
Happy days. And thanks for all your help.
No worries.
Cleaning and pulling up carpet and all the staples.
Don't remind me. My knees are starting to hurt just talking about it. Anyway, it's so good. You've got only weeks and you can send him to his little house. The little house
on
the
prairie. Yeah. He's very excited. So that's good.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm really happy for you guys. It's really good.
Hopefully he can, I think he wants to do a couple of little things to it. Like he wants to put a gate on it and on the driveway just so Rosie can't get out. And,
oh, my God. You got to do that.
Yeah. And then maybe maybe some new carpet in the garagey thing.
The granny flat.
Yeah, because it's a bit scudgy. Pretty scudgy carpet.
Honestly, it's really good news, and it's I'm just happy for you. I mean, it's been a long, hard battle between getting that house ready, and all gone, and it's all done, and it's all good. So, congratulations!
Yeah, I couldn't believe I found him another little place so quickly. So that's worked out really well. So
someone up high is looking after you. Get him out of that house. Get him out of her house.
Well, it's funny. It's got solar panels on the roof, and I was counting them the other night. Just I don't know how to board them, and there's 33.
That's so
his favorite bloody number.
Oh, that's fantastic, Christy. You've just made my night. 33 solar panels.
And then
panels.
The other day, we went over there and just to have a look at something they were fixing up, and as we're leaving, the neighbours have put their bins out together. It was 9/11.
Hey, you got to take a photo of that. That's fantastic.
Should have. Right. We didn't.
It's just so far. 9/11 and 33. Rollo
was cracking himself.
That's so funny. You couldn't. Honestly, that's what you call the highest level synchronicity. Because of all people.
Yeah.
To have two bins out the front, both 9/11 and 33 solar panels. That's pretty special. That's pretty special. I'm impressed. Anyway.
I thought it was pretty awesome.
That is very
anyway.
Funny. All right.
All right. Well, I'll put you back on to him.
Thanks, Christy.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
Is that Christy's
first appearance?
That's on Rick and Ollie. Does she know she was on live air? Don't tell her, just in case. Don't tell her.
And then 2 minutes the other side. Sorry, Rick. It's just your top chick. It's your top chick, yeah.
That's so funny.
Anyway, yeah, mate.
You know, there's a giant, apparently it's doing really well, a Michael Jackson play at the Lyric Theatre in Sydney.
Okay.
And I was, because, you know.
How do we get onto this? I was at the bathroom.
We're changing the subject. We just talked about your house, and I don't know if Christy was aware she's on.
Awesome. Well, talking about houses of the holy. I mean, I loved what Bella said called last week's episode.
Rollo, if there's a really clever, witty thing, it's me that comes up with these things. I'm the
up with the houses of the holy.
Yes. Houses of the holy. Yeah, with it. Yeah,
because that was a lovely song. At the end, what was it?
Make Mine a 99.
Make Mine a 99. I love that song, actually. It's
such a great song. It just reminds me of the Ecky days of mid-90s or early 90s. So. Hmm. And that's when it came out. Yeah. Anyway, no.
Michael Jackson. Yeah,
Michael Jackson. Well, there's a couple of things, but Michael Jackson's, it's called, and they're not calling it Michael Jackson, they're calling it MJ.
Mm-hmm.
That, so they're not even using his name, but it's doing extremely well, etc. Okay. But I'm for sure saying that Michael Jackson was the whole thing about him, you know, and the children and stuff like that.
I'm not sure. Macaulay Culkin said he never touched him.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that's what I'm saying. He got loaded up, possibly. I'm going to say this. So, but what it's caused is this massive, it's called, if you can, this is what George Orwell said, if you can have two opposing opinions in your head at the same time, you're under control. You're fucked.
It's called cognitive dissonance. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's not really. It's kind of two opposing opinions. So most people will go and see it or still like Michael Jackson's music, yet in their head they've got this thing, oh, he was groping children. Now, I'm suggesting that the whole thing was an operation against him because, you know, he took on – he had nothing good to say about Sony Music, just like Prince and just like George Michael. And those guys all got fucking done over, you know. Prince died.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think he got done over probably worst of all because he was the most talented young.
All of them. Oh, God, he was
the youngest. And you remember the Jackson 5? You knew where the talent was.
It was him.
And the father knew. And the father was he wasn't
Joe Jackson.
Nice. He was a nice piece of work. And I think that fucked Michael. And he called him Big Nose. He called him Big Nose all day, every day.
Horrible.
What happens? He gets a whole bunch of money. His talent. He gets all his talent. You know, don't stop till you get enough. Is Velas out here? Stop till you get enough. I love that song. That's the song that really went on his own.
I just saw a really but funny.
Well, what was really huge was 1983
Thriller.
That Thriller album. And like, yeah,
woe to you of earth and sea, for the devil is beaten. What's his name?
Bruce Dickinson. That's Iron Man.
No. Yeah, but it wasn't even. It was someone doing an impersonation.
Vincent Price.
Whoa, to you, Vincent Price. My name is Vincent Price.
Now, so Vincent, there's a really funny interview again about it came out. It was on Aspel, the English interviewer. And he was interviewing Vincent Price, and he said,
brilliant.
"He goes, you might have heard this album. It's quite huge at the moment. You know, it's called Thriller." And he goes, "Michael Jackson just sent me a present."
And apparently, Michael Jackson sent him a 6-foot photo of himself. Like Michael Jackson, saying, "Thank you, Vincent." He just sold 30 million copies of the album. He gave me nothing.
He got
a photo saying, thanks, Vincent. And fourth.
Rig and roller.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too. Click on the donate link.
Yeah, Saturday the 24th of May, 2025. Rick and Rollo 32, RAR 32, and we're talking about Michael Jackson. And seriously, now I have a massive hard on for that man. I really love his music because it's perfect for me. I was 13 years old in 1983. It was that Thriller album was honestly
and the guy playing guitar.
That was that. Now who played the guitar on that? That was Eddie Van Halen. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but we're talking about now which one is the Thriller? Now we're talking about Vincent Price. Now go back to the Vincent Price story.
Yeah, so now this is a thing that is a real thing. If you do a session for an album, you're offered either a percentage, like a fraction of royalties, or $10,000 or $5,000. And Vincent Price took the $5,000 to do his quite a huge intro to the whole, the zombie intro to the Thriller thing. The album went on to sell 300 million or, you know, incredible. It's the biggest selling album ever. And Vincent Price was really angry because he goes, he
said that,
he should have taken the percentage.
Well, if he'd done a percentage, he would have got $3 million.
There are so many stories like that, Rick. Honestly,
it's incredible. It's incredible.
There was that woman that went, for Pink Floyd. She did that for 250 quid or something. And if she'd taken a percentage,
she would have got $2.5 million or $25 million. The second biggest selling album of all time would be Dark Side of the Moon. And even so, if you listen to the sound grabs on that, apparently it was the cleaner of Abbey Road that's recorded going, "I've always been mad. I think I'm mad. I'm always been mad." And on that song, if he'd said, "Look, they probably gave him £100 and just said, "We recorded you talking about you've always been mad." If he'd said, "I want a percentage."
Yep.
I don't know.
I remember there's one where, I'd have to look it up. You've given your talent, and I know there are plenty of stories where people think that, but you didn't put the, you know what I mean? Like you pony up the dough sometimes, and then when you see the payoff. And then a lot of people that were a part of it didn't get the payoff because
no one knew. No one, Rollo, yeah. No one knew the no Dark one Side knows. Of the Moon.
It's called not the
Dark
X
Side
Factor.
Of the Moon was
it's
yeah,
called
no
the
one
X
knew.
Factor. No one knows the X Factor. Yeah, and if so they no did, one, they do it every time. Did.
Exactly. Yep. But no one knew that their album was going to be on the charts for I think it's still on the charts. So it was the longest running. It's been.
Are you
on
talking
the
about the 1973 Pink Dark Floyd? Yeah, exactly. That was crazy good.
And their manager stole all their money. Even though they had the biggest selling album of all time, so they never made their millions until they did The Wall, which I say now, and I'm being quite honest, would have to be the last best.
If you're going to go into that territory, if you want to hear about awful things, it's child actors in Hollywood where their parents steal their money.
Yeah.
And it is just awful.
Quite common.
They're the true talent. There was that Macaulay Culkin when he disowned his parents because they stole his money. They stole.
$30 million.
They
lived
high on the hog.
Yep.
He wised up and got a little bit at the end, but his parents must understand. He divorced them. He said, Isn't that the worst thing in the world?
I don't know because I actually have never been offered the chance. $30 million of one of my sons had come up with something, and then I took all the money and I went, "Hang on, I want the $30 million. He doesn't deserve it. He'll take drugs." There could be a reason that he did that because you get a child a large sum of money and they're guaranteed.
Don't they have trust funds and they've got it a little bit better where they don't. You can't rip the child off. We live in a world now, if you trust, like Gary Coleman you were talking about before, what are you talking about, Willis? He was just a very classic Brilliant. What's it called?
Go. Different strokes. Now, I'm going to have to say that is a really, if you have a look at that and have a look at the acting, to me, I see Different Strokes as being very nefarious. You know, old, rich white man adopts two black children, you know, and he looked like an old poof to start with, the actor that played the father. Yeah, no, that to me, that, you know, that whole thing was encouraging, normalizing being a rich old white man.
Didn't a lot of them do that? Like Madonna, didn't she, like, she adopt did, a yes. whole bunch of black, and so, black and children? And then it became a, what it called, you know, all these, like, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, like, it's a virtue signal.
Virtue signal.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Particularly Madonna.
We're good people. Look at me.
And so did, Sharon Stone adopted. She never had children. Yeah. That South African actress that's, and guess what? Guess how many of their kids are now transgendered? And that, I'm talking about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. They got a female to male.
That sounds like that movie that was given 13 Academy. What was it called? The last Academy Award. It was a transgender thing where, like, someone down in Mexico.
I don't know.
It ticked all the boxes. I swear to God. Look, I swear to God, when it comes to Hollywood weirdos,
Hollywood.
You just know it. And Madonna's Madonna's one of the classics. Like, look, Madonna. I like her music.
Music. It's also Hollywood. Like. Molly Meldrum had a son that and I don't want to can't say too much.
Molly, but, is he still with us? Is Molly still with us?
He seems to be fine. He's he's feigned a head injury doing his Christmas decorations about 10 years ago.
Right, years back, My father.
That could be a coincidental thing.
To him in an airport, it was classic.
I met him when I was on the door at this nightclub. It's the only time I've ever seen him before. And he turned up, him and Nick Giannopoulos turned up. And we were standing on the door taking tickets for, it was called Wild FM. It was this new internet FM station in 96. And I remember him looking at him, because I'd heard rumours about him being a rapper. But I never thought so. But he just had that real bitchy old man look about him, and not very friendly. And
really?
So not very tall, quite short too, I do believe. A little bloke. But
my father's 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", and when he still said he kissed him. Which is funny, because my father does not like homosexuals. He's notoriously, he does not like gay. When it comes to no poofters. Like, I thought that was hilariously funny when he was to get at the connecting flight and he ended up kissing Molly Meldrum. Yeah. And apparently, in Thailand, he was in a restaurant with him and he was like, Molly's notorious for young boys. He likes, like, remember that, what was that? Who was that singer? Andre or something.
No, but, Peter Andre.
Peter Andre, he was
I'll tell you what really ticked, because I was when I came over here in the 80s roller, one of the first jobs I did, I saw this advert for it was called Musicians Placement Service, and basically it was as a roadie, I'd signed up with them and they would ring me up and I was doing work all over Sydney as a roadie, like lugging in gear. So basically you get a phone call and they'd say, can you be at the Parramatta, some pub in Parramatta, to load in and load out. So you'd be there at 2 o'clock and the trucks all arrived and you had to load all the speakers, set the thing up. And then you had to hang around the place. And because you could buy your own beer and often they had riders and stuff like that, so you actually got, you could just drink for free anyway. And there was plenty of drugs, particularly from the ex-Jimmy Barnes roadies. I worked with Jimmy Barnes roadie on a couple of jobs. Always handing out, he always had a big bag full of speed, which is the favorite. Nice. Oh, yeah. That was, I'm telling you, rock and roll and amphetamines. That they are the drugs. It smacked for the famous people, but speed for the people that did all the jobs. And
what's that song we're going out with tonight? I listened to it earlier.
I don't know if we will, but that was a great song Martha said, and it's this band, my niece, she said, Rick, you'd really like this band, the Viagra Boys. And I thought it was
Destination Unknown, but that's just because they're pretty, they're pretty girls, pretty legs. Viagra Boys, Research Chemicals.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. But no,
is Bill still there?
He's probably working, but I did note today that his train line was blocked from
They're all shut, mate.
Hey, and guess what? You know the floods. You know what the record rain that I was getting. Apparently, it's hitting the what's that area down at near you? Hexham. But no, further down, Woi Woi and all that. They're getting flooded at the moment.
Woi Woi.
About an hour from you. They're evacuating. Gosford area. Yeah, there's been evacuations going on.
Yeah.
It's full on.
I'm not joking. I mean, it is biblical. It is biblical. It's fucking ferocious. Rain. But today was so beautiful
What I was going to say this morning, because I live in a timber house, right?
Sure.
And apparently it's notorious, this area I live in, for mold and humidity, right? And I woke up this morning. I woke up early, and I because I had a proper sleep on a Friday night, didn't have to drive back from the wedding in Sydney. I noticed water
did
on
you,
the ground.
Did you have to pay someone to work for you in Sydney?
Yes, I did. But then also, I just had to ring them up and say, look, he's in Newcastle by coincidence. The guy that helps me, he's actually in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And he said, so I've had to ring two of them and said, look, I lost a fair bit of money this week because I could not go to Sydney, the winner is. When I woke up this morning, I noticed splashes of water on the ground, and I thought, did I get up and spill water? And then I went, oh my god, please don't. I looked up, it's something happens up this way when it gets, because you know, we had a really cold morning, all the warm air in your house gets turned into water, and all the ceilings were dripping with water, and they were turning into black mold. Overnight,
the humidity.
I've got to buy one of those things that you had, the humidifier, dehumidifier. Yeah,
it's an awesome machine. They're like $400, and those dehumidifiers, they work so well.
They suck all the moisture out of the air.
Like, what sucks out, like, you know,
about prostitutes here, Roland?
No, I'm not talking about
there's an old saying that went about suck a golf ball for a garden hose. That's quite a funny one.
I've never heard that one before. Could you suck a golf ball?
No. Anyway, so I had to spend my whole day today wiping vinegar, white vinegar and apple cider vinegar mix that I make all over every roof, every part of my ceiling and every part of my, all my walls were covered in moisture. And it's because where I live, and it's a timber house, when you got warm air in your house.
My new ones.
Exactly the same as your house. But your.
Now it's at Cardiff. Yeah, I live at Cardiff now.
Yeah, but you're safe now. But your house at.
Very safe.
The house that we, you know, that I did it, that had the same problem. Ooh. Moisture literally dripping off the wall.
That place is the really guy bad. That's is going to buy that, or who's bought it. It's no problem. He's got nothing to worry about.
He has to have a dehumidifier because in that house, when it goes from cold to warm, whatever, it just turns all your walls run.
Warren has that problem, and so does. So does
everyone
Zoheb.
Has it.
Zoheb has that problem as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you've just got to get dehumidified.
But do you know the beauty that Zoheb had paid $1.6 million for his house?
Really?
Yep. That's what he paid for it. And do you know how much I sold my place for? $975,000.
Unbelievable. So yeah. they're going to spend some money. And
I wanted $1 million. Just on point of principle. I wanted to be the million-dollar man, but it just didn't happen. And I accepted $975,000.
That's all right.
I wanted a million. I really did. But I knew that the universe wasn't going to give me $1 million.
Yeah, I know. But at the end of the day, you bought something that it would have been probably $1 million if the economy was going better.
Well. Here we go. If you want to talk about that sort of thing. No, my father, when he bought that house in 1993, he bought it for $100,000.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
And, that's pretty good. My wife, this place where I'm living here now, she bought it for $400,000.
That's fantastic.
This place is easily worth $1 million.
Oh, yeah. It's just a three-bedroom townhouse.
900,000, she says.
About 900,000. Three-bedroom townhouse in a good street.
Sorry?
A three-bedroom townhouse in a good street.
490. Yeah. Sorry. She's just correcting me. Yeah, she bought it for $490,000.
Yeah, she doubled
it. She's double the money easily. Yeah. You'd sell this place easily for $1 million.
Yeah. Good. The thing is with property.
Is it about money? Is it?
Sadly, it is kind of, if you want to make any money, even if you're a rock star or a famous artist, guess how much all of those people that you know, famous people that have actually got money, they never made, you're listening
Rick and
to
Roller. Rick and Roller.
Right. No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation. Or your affiliation. On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Honey. Go ahead. Okay, yeah, Rick and Roller, RAR 032, Saturday the 24th of May, 2025. We're on Truth Meets, truthmeets.com. Thank you, Velocet. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah actually wrote lovely.
Can I
comment.
Just say this? Can I just say this? Klaus Schwab came on crying with a K the other night on Rick Be Told show. He was crying.
Hold on. Let me just see if we got Klaus on the line. Rollo, hold on. Let me just go to line two. You're Rick and Rollo. G'day, Klaus Schwab. G'day.
Rollo. This is what Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum.
You're going to kill me, Klaus.
Have you been reset yet? I'm crying at the same time.
Well,
have you been reset yet?
Well, I'm not sure about if I've been reset, but how's Jacinda Ardern going up there? Is she worth her value?
Roro, I have lost my job.
My chob, I should say. Oh. C-H-O-B.
Oh, no, you retired. I'm going to talk over you.
Rollo, they stole my job off me. Rollo, I said this on the, what's the X, Rick has a show called Be Taught, T-O-L-T.
Be Taught. That's right. And I
managed to get on there the other night, and I've asked for people to write in to say, give Klaus his job back, please. He wants to get his job back, Rollo. I have no money.
You don't have any money. You're up there in Davos.
I'm down to my last $1 trillion.
I don't care if you're down.
I only have one.
How many euros are you down to?
About half a billion trillion.
Half a billion euros.
Whatever. That's not exactly enough. Exactly. Just get. It's not enough.
Why not? Hey, Klaus. Why not? Strap some fucking poles on your goddamn feet and just fly, do a Sonny Bono straight into a goddamn tree. Do us all a favor.
Well, you know, Rollo, are you suggesting I do an insurance fraud?
Yeah,
this could be a good idea.
Well, no. I'm just saying, my piranha bit?
Rollo, my piranha, they have not eaten for 2 days. It's my poor piranha. I have to find school children to come and, to visit when they come knocking on the door.
I didn't know that you're into school.
I feed them to my partner, Rob. This is what I feed them.
You do. Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel good about that? Because I'm unemployed.
I could give two fucks about your unemployment. I could care.
Anyway, I'm only here for a little bit, but I'm going to say this.
All right.
Everyone that listens to the show.
Tell us about climate change and tell us about.
Rollo, shut up. I'm asking. That's ASGUNG. To get all the people who listen to your show, there must be quite a lot of them, to send some letters into the World Economic Forum and say, please give Klaus his job, C-H-O-B, back again. Because, Rollo, I need more money, and I like to be the prestigious head of the World Economic Forum. I don't want to be ex-head of World Economic Forum.
Sorry, Klaus. I'm going to have to say it again. Is it about money? You can print money. If you're
I've got this idea. You have a granny flat on the side of your new house. Then what you do, right? This is how me and you can make some money. You put an advert, that's ATVERT, in the paper.
I know what that is.
I call it. Then you say, granny wanted for my flit. When they come over, we abduct them, and I can feed my piranha with them. Is this a good idea?
Right.
I think this is a great idea.
Look, I think you're stealing material, because I know that there's a brand new, what's it called? Who was the Canadian guy who played Dr. Evil? It was called, I forget the movie.
What is his name?
In the Canadian.
Yeah, I know.
I love the movie where it was.
Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek.
H-V-E.
Yeah, that's right. And that's right. But he did
He stole my material. He ripped me off, Rollo. With a three R's. Be told. Anyway, Rollo, I have to go, because I need to go, because I'm very upset. Well. I'm unemployed.
Build a harbor bridge. Get over
it. Okay, so Rollo, bye bye.
Bye. Let me hang up on that cunt. All right, Rick, are you still there? Rick?
Yeah, I'm here.
You just missed. You just missed.
Devil.
You know, yeah, Davos. We just had
a direct line to Davos.
Oh, it's awesome because you know who's up there. You know that guy from Rebel
News.
What Rebel News?
Harvey
Yemeni. He's up there. He's always wanting an interview with. I get one.
You get one.
Yeah, I get one. Harvey Yemeni.
Rollo. Guess what? I just watched the latest Spanion. I'm hooked on them. I like Spanion. He's actually really interesting, and he's in Spanion. Spanion. I'll send it into it. What he's doing? I look. How does a guy who was allegedly in jail for 15 years travel the world and make the money he's making? He's handing out money everywhere, but he's really funny. I actually really like. But anyway, he's in Switzerland.
Didn't we say that before, Tim? That's how you make love to women. Like, just be funny. That's how you.
That's how you get beautiful women.
Do you think Sean Connery was that good looking?
Yes, to the woman he was for sure.
Back in the day.
Have you seen his outfit?
What about when he was bald? Bald and old with a mustache.
Women like. Big, tall, rugged men, whether they've got hair on their head or not. As long as they've got a big moustache.
It's all about confidence, isn't it?
Have you seen the outfit he wore in Zardoz? And have you seen Zardoz?
Yeah, I saw Zardoz. That was 1979. That's an
indication. If you see that outfit he's wearing, that's an indication of why all the women liked him back in the day. Because I don't think he had a toupee on that one. But anyway, Spanion is in Zurich last week. Zurich. Mm-hmm. And what he's doing, so I like this. This is just, all he's doing is he goes, I want to find out how much the fast food is in Zurich. And he goes around to McDonald's, Starbucks, and three other ones. Guess how much it costs for a Happy Meal? And a burger.
I bet bugger all. $2.
In Switzerland, it's $50 Australian for a Big Mac and a Happy Meal.
50 euros?
No, 50 euros. No, 50 Australian dollars. Because the Swiss franc is worth $1.80 Australian. $1.80. $1.80. Yeah. But you've got to. I'll send it to you and watch it because he's actually really good. And he just, he talks like a guy off the street in Sydney,
mm-hmm.
you know, a bit of a knockabout. But he goes, he's fucking traveling the world. And I keep thinking, I know he's not a setup.
Are you jealous? Are you jealous?
Yes.
I think that's why I can feel it. I can feel it.
I am extremely jealous.
Yeah, you are extremely jealous.
Yeah.
Isn't jealousy a virtue? No, it's not a virtue. It's a curse to me. I was jealous of all the pretty girls that when I was a younger man Jason, like the world superbike champion.
Jason Donovan.
Troy Bayliss, right? No, Troy Bayliss. Yeah. Troy Bayliss, right?
I'm joking. I just joke.
Yeah, Jason Donovan's. I'm jealous of him too. He got to kiss Kylie Minogue. I've always wanted to kiss Kylie Minogue. Do you know my brother?
Your brother did get to kiss Kylie Minogue.
But kiss in a better way. He actually made love to her. So good luck with. Look, I'm a bit jealous of that too.
I'd be jealous of that. No wonder you hate him.
No, I don't hate him.
You said you hated him.
What's the difference between love and hate? Is it jealousy? Indifference is hate? It's just envy. Envy, that's the word I'm looking for.
Envy is the root of all evil. Joke. It's one of the seven deadly sins, though.
Is it envy? Look, at the end of the day, like, what are you going to do? Like, you can envy all you want. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, it's just funny that you should bring that up. Yeah, I know. How do we get into this conversation?
No idea. But where are we? We were speaking about Molly Meldrum before. You know how you know how he got his start, you know, as a producer and everything, and he made a lot of money. Yeah, I have to say, he's a really good producer. He did that song by, you know, what's that song? The Australian singer from the 60s, he made a huge sum of money. But anyway, he used to.
You want me to look it up?
Actually, we can play it. That's a really good song. The Real Thing by Russell Morris. The Real Thing.
Oh, we'll go out with the Real Thing. Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, I've done it on a. But we've never done it on a Beatles, a Rick and Roller show for sure. Great song.
Yeah.
But anyway, get this. So he produced now. So that's what I'm saying. The guy is a talent. There's no doubt about that. He produced and made that song for Russell Morris. It's got a lot of weird stuff. I think Adolf Hitler's in there in the background at one stage of it. But you know what he did back in the day, and this is a true thing. People don't understand the 60s as being as backward as we were in Australia and New Zealand, but there was no such thing as music videos were getting up. So they would have a TV rock and roll show, and they would get actors to come in and mime the songs. And Molly Meldrum was a mimer, so he'd come and sing Beatles songs and just stand there miming the words. That's the way it was. Yeah, but that kind of
feeds. I used to like Rick. I used to love Molly Meldrum. Honestly, on when he left the ABC went to Channel 9. What was it called? That thing in Melbourne, what's it called? It was called Hey, it's Saturday. They just teased him
mercilessly.
Like Daryl Summers and Ozzy
John Blackman.
They all teased him, and so did Red Simons. He just really get pissed off, and he just jump out. What do they call it? Molly's Melodrama or something.
Molly's Melodrama, yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So that's, you just reminded me, because we were talking about Molly Meldrum and how met him on that door. When I was a roadie.
Okay.
Now I've just forgotten what I was about to say, because we were talking about Molly Meldrum, and why was I talking about Molly Meldrum?
You're a roadie, and was it Molly Meldrum or was it someone else that you?
No, but I was about to say a really interesting story about what. That's why I talk over the top of people, and I don't like doing shows with that Tim, because I lose. I have this amazing. I get a bang up
that great story. Yeah,
and all of a sudden, in 3 seconds, I can lose it, and it never comes back. Never. Yeah, but
let me give you a real good tip on how to do that. It's just to calm.
Take notes.
Just be calm and think of something. I'll do something else. I'll just go back to the Manning River and that bridge and how that river almost went over the bridge. Like, honestly. Yeah, exactly. Which is it's not a boring story, but it is a very interesting story. But
that's a really high bridge. I drive that bridge all the time, and it's
every high. There's no way to get around it.
No.
How do you get around that bridge?
No.
To get John's River
River, Jones.
Yep.
Jones,
how do you get there?
What's it called? Jones Island. That was the one that the first one.
That's under. Yeah, all underwater. Really all underwater.
Exactly. Yep.
I swear that whole place. That whole place. I'm just to be interested to see my brother's place is Jones Island, isn't that right, Chrissy? Jones Island went fully
but Rainbow Flats is where, and that's just with the name Rainbow Flats, it means it's sea level.
Yeah, I don't like the word rainbow anymore because every time I hear the word rainbow, it's
homosexuality. It is.
Mm. You remember last week when disgusting. When we were talking about what was it when we were talking about people that are on aircraft and they serve you drinks, they're immediately homosexuals.
Most of them are.
Well, they are, but it was, and we did the Andrew Johns thing where, because I listened back to it this morning.
Which one?
I thought it was last week. It was called, and now he called it Houses of the Whole E.
Yeah, it means
ecstasy.
Yeah. Because we're talking about.
I'll tell you a story. Listen.
Afterwards, go.
I want you to hear this story, right? When I didn't know how ecstasy works, right? When in like years ago, I got access to a whole bunch. I'm told too much, and then I realized it didn't work. Like the first and second day, yeah, and it was just massive. Like it was the best feeling. It's like better than cocaine, better than anything.
Oh yeah,
and then I kept grunting. Yeah, but the thing is, the way ecstasy works, MDMA, it
comes in waves.
The serotonin from your brain, which is that's why they call it ecstasy, because when you have an orgasm,
it's not up to that level, but it makes you just completely lose all your inhibitions of talking to you just want to. You relax. Everyone around you, you're bonded to. It's an incredible drug, and it was very weaponized because it all arrived exactly at the same time as the music changed.
Yeah,
about late 80s, and you have those incredible bands.
Well, Rick, what they could actually do was they could make the drug fit the actual the music concert that you're in.
So
they could make it a bit trippy and what I mean? Like, and put a little bit of acid in. So when
in America, they call MDMA Molly. MDMA is
Molly,
a way nicer version. That just makes you feel extremely relaxed. And that's what Puff Diddy, P Diddy, whatever. that were the drugs that he was pushing on the, That is a massive story. P Diddy story.
Yeah, wasn't he fucking children and?
He's definitely gay. I mean, I remember thinking, I called him Puffy for years. I said he's Puffy because he's too well dressed, and he immaculate suits and manicured everything. To me. That's not normal. That's for a male. That's once you see a guy, it's very much like the you're listening
Rick and Roll.
Rick and Roll.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Very serious. Yeah, RAR, 032, Saturday, the 24th of May, 2025. Joel did sound very serious on that. He just sounded serious, Joel. Do you remember when Joel pushed me back in that house that I just sold and cracked my skull? Yeah,
I don't know about
but that was okay. If
anyone's skull's already been cracked, it's yours. It's interesting
I deserved it. Yeah.
Rick and Rollo on the 24th. Hey, how's the luck? I did a impromptu be told on Thursday, and
did it get recorded?
Yes. I signed off because it was the 22nd when I did it, and I said 2022, you know, and we played a great song afterwards, but I said the year was 2022. That's how bad. By the time I get to finish a show, my brain is scrambled. It's really hard.
Oh, you're not drinking that new beer. What's it called?
I'm drinking Hahn Super Dry Gluten Free.
Yeah, Hahn Super Dry. That's got some booze in it. But the one I loved.
Yeah, it's called the normal one.
Yeah, what's that called?
Not fairly normal.
It's called. No, my wife just told me. It's called Heaps Normal.
Heaps Normal. I love it. It's really nice, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't make you feel drunk. So you've got to have a mixture of other ones.
It doesn't do anything.
I suggest what you do is you buy two cases of beer and you mix a few Fairly Normals with some high power normal regular beer and you'll be fine. It's good to blend them because you cannot tell the difference that you're drinking 0.05, which is very low alcohol. 0.5.
That's
low alcohol.
That's not low alcohol. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
No, there's no way you can get drunk on that. No way. 0.05. No way.
No,
it's like trying to get drunk on water. Drink water. You get more drunk on what's it called? What's that stuff that they put in the water that to keep us dumbed down? The fluoride. Yeah. You get more drunk on the fluoride. When I was in Hong Kong, right? The fluoride, it was the chlorine in the bloody that water.
It's the same.
And you hear the water that comes out of the tap. It's like fucking pool, water.
I have already said this. Where I live, between Port Macquarie and my house, there is six or five, is it five? So it's one, two, three, maybe five booster stations at Lake Cateye, Bonnie Hills, Laurieton, North Haven, Laurieton. Before it gets to me, there's been five boosts of chlorine that they just literally tip.
Crazy.
Pull chlorine into the water. And I rang the – I've said this before. I'm going to repeat myself, but it's a really – people need to understand. You're drinking water. When you have a shower, if you think, I only drink bottled water. If you have a shower or a bath in chlorinated water, the whole lot's going into your body, guaranteed. And so you've got to be taking
– It's like when you put that – what's it that sunscreen –
So all of these things, if you add up, and this is again, every show I've done, I'm bringing the same book up, Slow Death by Robert Duck. It goes through all the different toxins in your regular, in your household, be it your carpet, your furniture, your car, the paint on your walls.
What about when you're a kid and all those vaccines that they want you to take?
What do you mean? Want you to take? You have to take them.
They want to take the tip of your penis off. I couldn't believe that. My father, as much as I had, they want to take the tip of my penis off. Yep. And my father said, "There's no fucking way you're taking a knife."
Well, I wish I had
my boy's penis.
I wish I had your father when I was born because.
You are circumcised. Yeah.
So you've lost.
Yeah, you've lost. Apparently, circumcision. What it does is when you're having all the fun bits away. Yep. Mm. Yep.
How come they can do that? Look, and you know what they did, Roland? And I'm telling you, this is a fact. In New Zealand, in 1980, a good friend of mine. He said to me, this is when AIDS had come out, right? About 80.
Oh, yeah, 85.
Yeah. So
What was his name? What was his name? Rock Hudson and that they Freddie really Mercury. Went. Freddie Mercury. No, well, Freddie Mercury, he didn't really. It was 1991 when he
Yeah, but he's still gone.
But it was Rock Hudson. Yep. Where they really,
looked,
when
and
they
he
went,
looked really fucking awful. Terrible. Yeah,
he
but
did.
He was a look, we can talk about this is another subject altogether.
Anytime.
But a good friend of mine had just had a son, and he said when he was at the hospital, was it the doctors that came around? I'm not sure, but if someone came around and said, you need to circumcise your son because they have a higher risk of contracting AIDS if they're uncircumcised. So he didn't want to do it, but he said that they came and scared him and said, you need to do it. So he had his son circumcised, who's now mentally ill and in an absolute wreck, which is really bad, sad story, by drugs, etc. It could have been all to do with the decision. There you go.
Sure.
But
I hear. It's like my father.
Good on your
my
father.
My father is a very
good my on father, your
my
father.
My father, you know, for all his foibles, which I, you know, he's got a few.
And you,
he's a bit of a control freak. But you're not fucking with my
son's.
In 1969, when I popped out of my mum's vagina, my father said, if you touch my, if you go anywhere near my
son's,
my son's penis with a knife,
I'll come in and kill you.
You know, my he would John Wick your ass. You know,
well,
like
you know what? I wish to God I'd had him as my father at that time because back in 1964, it was just normal to
it was.
Send every male child to have their foreskin ripped off.
Now, how is this? If we are created in God's image,
exactly.
How is it possible that we're the immediately you take a knife?
This is a big story. How can anyone justify you a natural born person and saying that, oh no, to be part of the gang, you need to have this very sensitive part of your body?
That's the medical. The medical industry is just
evil.
It is evil, and
by
that's why when we're talking about vaccinations and things like
worse.
Verilicious and her sister and like poor Verilicious and her sister and like and look, we didn't take the jab, but they made it so like if you didn't take the jab, you were evil.
You, are you going to kill your granny? You were going to kill your... And you know what Klaus Schwab was just saying before? He was suggesting that you put an advert for grannies and everyone that comes around, you bundle them up and throw them so they can feed as piranha.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Absolutely. This is what these elite people would do. And Klaus Schwab is one of them. I don't care about him crying or crank with a K. I don't think that he's trustworthy. And any doctor that would suggest... You've just been perfectly born out of a woman's vagina.
I actually don't trust any doctors anymore.
I'm there
with
you.
Now where the only trust I would give in doctors if I just need a little bit of speed.
Drugs.
A little bit of, I'll pretend I have some sort of, I need some.
I've got attention deficit.
ADHD,
disorder.
Yeah. You know
Give me some speed. And they will.
Rick. That's exactly. Yeah, and they will. Of course they will.
They will.
Rick, they want you to take the jab. And, like, seriously, my brother took the jab, and I went, what? And I didn't see
what he would have said? You know what he said? He like my brother did.
Yep, go for it.
Exactly the same thing, and he would have thought, I need to go to Canada to teach skiing. I need to go to New Zealand.
Absolutely.
I need to go. And guess what? Yep. They were told, just like the I brought this up on the Be Told show I just did on Thursday. If you wanted to be a SES, the rescue service, state emergency service volunteer. If you turned up in Lismore and said, I'm here and I want to help people that are getting flooded or tarry.
Did you take the jab?
No, but I didn't go and volunteer anywhere. But because I was concerned the other night, I was thinking I should be out there digging sandbags and doing all this SES stuff, which I could easily do. Jump out of a chopper and, you know, whatever. Do that. All you have to do is do it. But guess what? They told that it was compulsory that you were vaccinated in the last floods. Can you believe that? So there were volunteers rolling up to Lismore, which is the most unvaccinated.
What did you think when every time I saw, what was it called? Woolworths, where it goes, COVID safe. You know, they made the Woolworths and COVID safe. Because what they wanted to do, and I know this for sure, is like in China, they have a social
credit system
type. Yeah. Social credit system. Credit. You know it. What they wanted to do in Australia, I know it.
Same thing.
We had to have your phone, and you had to point it up to a thing,
scan the barcode,
and everyone wearing a face mask.
Exactly. Let's just go straight back to 2023 or 2022.
Yeah,
this cannot be forgotten. And I've done the same thing. I've done two shows this week, and I'd bring up always COVID. You cannot forget what they did to you and your friends and your family in those 3-4 years from 2020 to 2020. I think it was 2024.
Awful.
Yeah, it was awful. But you know.
When you lost your grandparents or something and you can't go to the funeral, you can't go and buy flowers to the florist
or the I'm telling you, the one of the worst
are we conspiracy theorists
yes
for questioning this yes no, we are written. That's what they would say.
Well, they would say that,
the eugenics, what does it call it? You know, where they want to take people out, right? But they got it wrong, didn't they? I think they got it wrong in Australia.
Well, so on the Rick and Rollo, the official site, Discord, I shared the latest Melissa show that she did. She's trying to interview this particular Indian. He's an Indian, Rollo. I have to say that. We'll give you a warning. This guy is fucking amazing. And he's done this thing called The Five Pillars of Technocracy or The Five Pillars of Freedom or something or other. You can find it on YouTube. He's an Indian computer expert. And she's replayed his show, which is quite a well-known one on YouTube apparently, that he is showing you all of the different techniques that they're going to control you in the future. And guess how they did this? By the COVID scam. The COVID scam. So when they locked down Melbourne, right, they were flying, and I remember this, clear as anything. They locked Melbourne, literally locked the fucking place to pieces, but they were allowing Chinese C-30s to come in there full of cameras and technicians, and they set up more cameras than you've ever seen in your life in Melbourne. Yeah. And they are everywhere.
Do you remember Dan Andrews? Dan Andrews will not be allowed back in.
Well, he is, sadly.
Dan Andrews tried to get into a golf course. It's the same as I'll go back to Gladys Berejiklian and then the woman. What was her name again? Kerry Chant, but in New Zealand, what was her name?
Jacinda Ardern.
Jacinda Ardern. Again,
just remember what she said. She goes, oh, well, it's just going to be, and this is smug, the smugness on her ugly fucking horse head. When she said, well, he goes, you know, you either get vaccinated or you don't do anything. And
that's exactly what they wanted.
So when you listen, so Melissa, Real History with Melissa, last episode, mm-hmm. she's actually replaying, the guy that she wanted to interview has got something, he's not well apparently or something, he's probably going to get whacked, I've got no idea, but he's an Indian computer expert that's lobbying against technocracy because he said that if we remove cash and we allow this to happen, he's actually suggesting activists to go out and stop the cameras. Well, that's got kind of hint I got from it. He said, "Have you got cameras everywhere? These cameras have been trained." No,
it is actually always funny when the cameras don't work when you want them.
Yeah. They don't work. They don't work when there's been a psyop going on. But they always work if you didn't wear a mask go into Woolworths.
You're right there.
Always.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
I'll give you his name. I'll do it now because it's very important. Yeah. Very important. Awesome. And I shared it to recommended podcasts on the Rick and Rollo. Here we go. Press the button. Go into. How do I do this? Actually, boom.
It's all good. I'm actually watching Oli Marmol getting thrown out. It's not live, but I love baseball now. Ollie's just getting.
His name is.
Go for it.
Aman, A-M-A-N, like a man, Jabby.
Okay.
What a terrible name. Aman Jabby. Oh, well. And he's talking about J-A-B-B-I. He has done a thing called the digital ID, the five something or other.
I know it.
You've got to listen to it.
What they're doing in China?
That beautiful
TV show I love is called Black Mirror, right? Okay. There's an episode when you lose your social credit.
You go.
And this is why I love Charlie Brooker. I swear to God, I've always loved you. There's a reason
why he's allowed to get away with this, because if he was really spilling the bit, because they want you, it's called revelation of the method. Mm. You know, they need enough people to stand up, you know, but they know that they're going to get shouted down. So, Black Mirror had all those amazing episodes, which are always relevant. Exactly, but always relevant, always very relevant. But this guy, may be also Jabby, with a name like Jabby, and we talk about vaccine.
Jabby?
Yeah, that's a surname, Jabby.
Why not?
Y'all listening?
Ring and roll it.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
You're listening to Rick and the 24th of May, 2025.
We're about to go out.
No, we're not.
Now. Oh, I thought we were. That wonderful. Tell me about this. Well, the song that you want to go out with. It's now. Let me have a look at this song.
I don't know about the video because it's a bit visual and it takes a while to get going. But it's about chemicals.
Research chemicals
by what's the band called?
Let me find it.
I'll tell you. It's called the band is called My brain's going.
Viagra Boys. There you go.
We're talking about back into this technology. Because I'm telling you, everything that you need to know about what's coming, forget about EGI, forget about 9/11, forget about all these things. The only thing that you need to be worried about is what the United Nations is forcing onto your local councils, and that's how they're doing it. Yeah. And they've got all arguing and tied up in knots, literally, arguing about he's a she, she's a woman.
Why do you think we are, there's federal, state, local, right?
Exactly.
Tied
up in knots.
And how many people live here in Australia, like 200,000, 2 million people, 2 million on the, and we live on the outskirts, right? Because there's nothing going on the inside.
So they want you to move into the city, and this rain event is going to feed right into it. So Taree is going to be history.
So when did you move from New Zealand to Australia?
85.
Yeah, 85. There you go. Mm. So when you came to Australia in 85, like, what was life better?
Yeah, I came here because of that. Because we got New Zealand.
This is what I wanted to know. Yeah.
New Zealand, well, I didn't plan this, but it just happened that I left New Zealand just as it went downhill.
Beauty.
The Labor government got in. And decimated contractors, you know.
So how old were you in 1985? 21. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you hit Australian shores.
And it was paradise.
Paradise. Well, there you go.
I'd actually came here in 83, but I didn't like 83. It as much.
Okay.
And then I went home, and then I came back again. And when I came back again, I never went back. Apart from holiday, you know, a week here, a week there.
But you consider Australia home. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know why I consider Australia home? Because the attitude. Because Bob Hawke at that time brought out the ID card suggestion, and he got absolutely smashed because so many Greeks,
Didn't Bob Hawke at that time say, if anyone... We won the America's Cup or something.
Stupid America's Cup, yeah. That was a big scam, rot thing, blah, blah, blah. But no, Bob Hawke wanted to introduce the ID card.
Here we go.
And but he also did a lot of other things, like, you know, there's agreements to remove our shipping out of Australia. And he was a 33rd degree Mason. I'll say that again. A 33rd degree, yeah, apparently so. And I know people that know him.
I'm a huge fan of Bob.
And you can't say that. A cunt with a capital K, Bob Hawke, guaranteed.
Well, if you say so.
I know people that knew him and said that he was an absolute rogue, shifty, and he was a Mason, 33 degree.
He started his career in a... what was it? It was the when it comes to the
he
you know
to
the
he went to Oxford. No, he was a Rhodes scholar.
Yeah, he was a Rhodes scholar, but
and he drank a record amount of beer out of a yard glass. Awesome. Yeah, that's a typical Aussie, and most New Zealanders can do a yard glass,
but
before they go out and do three of them.
Do you know where his allegiance lies? You know where's your allegiance? Is it with New Zealand?
Australia. I think I'm more Australian.
Where's your allegiance?
Australian.
Like, exactly.
I don't know where it is, but I just say New Zealand leads the world for New World Order. It is the test case. Everything they try,
yeah,
over
new
there,
world order.
Yeah, they'll do in America about 5 years later. So New Zealand is like a model state for England and the US.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Right.
Because they've got absolutely a perfect population that they can test.
And look at me. I came to Australia in 1975. You came here in. I am a 10-pound bomb, and I've never had a problem with that. On the boat to get here. Yeah, I never had a problem.
Can you remember those days when you're on the boat coming here? Really?
Yeah.
What year was that?
Yeah, because I've got all the photos. I've got the photos.
So what year did you come here?
1976.
Oh, wow. So you were 7 years of age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome to be here. And I wasn't a whinging bomb. I was never a whinging bomb. I loved it here.
You developed an Australian accent very well.
And we called you guys
sheep shaggers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do we really like Russell Crowe was he did he
a sheep shagger?
Was he a
cheap
jacket, Russell
Crowe? No, he's definitely had your accent. No, he's a Kiwi, 100%. Mm. But his parents worked in the film industry as caterers.
That's right.
So he, like me, if I'm...
How good was he in that movie?
Joking.
No.
I'm joking.
No.
I'm joking.
No.
Look. You're talking about Gladiator.
When he was at his absolute best.
Gladiator.
I swear to God, I've never seen a better movie. It was called, it was.
Not the Sum of Us.
Fuck. Not the, but this is you. This is you having a little bit of fun.
The Sum of Us is when he plays the homosexual.
It was, I think the movie was called Gladiator, right?
That's what I just said.
What was his name who put the thumbs down? Joaquin
Phoenix. Joaquin. He played a really good. That was a role when you can, if you're an actor and you can make everyone hate your guts. He did a really good job.
Big time. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I can still watch that movie with Richard Harris
Oliver Reed.
Okay. So this guy gets so drunk. Now, how much does he have to drink?
He drank 30 pints of beer and 2 bottles of rum and his arm wrestling sailors in a bar in Morocco or wherever they were filming it.
and then had a
heart attack that next day. Yeah. And
drops dead.
Can you imagine the phone call to the director?
Ridley Scott goes.
Look, Ollie's
Like seriously, me and Christy was him with Parky.
Yeah, fantastic.
Like, you know, he's even when he's drunk, he's funny.
Because he's got such a, you know. Now I'll just bring in. So Oliver Reed was actually from an elite family, and his father. So his father, like your father, was extremely mean. And everything he did, Oliver's father would say, "Not good enough. You know, you're useless. You're hopeless." And he joined the army because he was meant to be. But because he's dyslexic and severely dyslexic, he could not read any of the things.
I didn't know he was dyslexic.
Like Tom Cruise and me. I've got mild dyslexia. I'll call it lysdyxia.
Okay.
You know, but he said he could not read the course questions.
Wow.
And he said, he thought, I'll impress my dad. I'll become a really good football player. And he was, you know, wow. he was a fantastic, but his father said, only fuckwits or whatever, paraphrase, but you know, only fuckwit is a sport. His father was never happy with anything that he did. And he ended up becoming an actor, and because he was offered some material, but he couldn't read or do the course.
Well, and so I've always thought I would be officer material. You know,
well, you would be.
I would have been the sergeant, like a sergeant in
I see nothing. I see nothing.
No. I'm talking about properly. I would be a sergeant, like, because look, who was the sergeant that we really loved? Like the.
Sure.
Schultz was nothing. What about the fella who when he ended up killing himself, Sergeant, let me think. I love positions of power. And Listen, Chris.
Chris.
That's my brother.
I'm not your brother.
Now, listen. I know abuse of power.
I see nothing.
Well, you're talking about
Sergeant Schultz.
Schultz. But that's comedy. No. But I'm the abuse of power was Ali Emery. Do you think Ali Emery, remember him?
Fantastic. Ali? Yeah, from the Kubrick movie.
Yeah, exactly. The first act, not the.
They brought an actor in that was going to be the actual drill sergeant.
That's right.
Yeah. And Ali Emery said, "Look, I can do this better than him.
Yeah. Stanley Kubrick said, shit, you're better. Yeah.
He is better. And he was better.
Yeah. He had Matthew Modine. They've got all their hair shaved off in that first scene. It's fantastic.
Yeah. What's his name that plays the guy that kills everyone? You know, what was it called? Not Saving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's the guy that kills everyone?
Full Metal Jacket, and it was the Italian
What's his name? Vincent D'Onofrio. Yeah. Why did they have? Yeah, this is a question. Like, you can't take a shit on your own. All the. Do you remember?
That's humiliation. The military is humiliation.
You can't take a shit on your own.
Yeah, humiliation. And get this, so they did that to public. When I say public schools, I'm talking about private. I don't know how they do this. This is word weaponization.
Okay.
In England, if you were a public school educator, that meant you were in a very elite school. Here, public school meant the hoi polloi went to a public school. In England, they renamed public school. So private schools are actually public schools. So an elite school is called a public school. And John Cleese, I remember reading stories from the Monty Python guys, and they said that John Cleese would always sit there with a door open doing a shit when he went to the toilet. And they always said, it's because he went to a exclusive public school, because they encouraged that you couldn't shut the door. And so he was comfortable doing a poo in front of all his friends type of thing.
Yeah.
Now, that's the military. Yeah. That American military is the same thing, I guess, no doors, no privacy. And it brings in a certain.
I remember when I was a kid, I couldn't get a stream going.
That's a thing.
What was it? It was fantastic. one time where I was shitting myself. I was shitting myself. And I suddenly cuddled into a woman's bathroom, right?
Oh, you did.
And I didn't even know.
We've already told the story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then I just went, oh, God.
And you found out how much noise is actually go on in a women's
bathroom. Oh, yeah, when women defecate. Women defecate.
Clip, clop, clip, clop. Terry Gilliam did a cartoon in 1972 on Monty Python that absolutely nailed women. And it was this woman goes,
When they're shitting.
It was a cartoon, and the husband says, where are you going, darling? She goes, I'm just going to powder my nose. And she walks into this room, he hears, explosive sounds and everything. That, you know, it was like really, really funny, but that's probably accurate. Sadly.
What about the real powder, you know? It's like when, a little bit of, like, man, I swear to God, I thought rather than buy this new place, I thought maybe I should,
spend a whole lot of money on coke.
Yeah, go on a bender, all overseas. Yeah.
You could do that?
That's my wife. My wife's actually laughing at that joke. Ex-wife. Yeah, she doesn't like that.
You weren't even married, so you can't say what. You have to say partner.
I can say what the fuck I want. do you know how much power I have right here, right now? Just a little bit. As much as you allow me.
No, Rollo, Rollo, you're being cleared out of her property within at least when are you gonna move into
I think it's about the 23rd. The 23rd of June. So they wanted before the financial year.
Can you explain to me again? Is there anyone living in your new house?
No.
It's empty. No. So you can actually move in there whenever you want.
Right now. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little two-bedroom place. It's a lovely little two-bedroom place. And it's got a the garage they've turned into a granny flat. It's brilliant. And out the back is this perfect, where I can let Rosie, a garden where I can let Rosie off the leash. There's nothing else you can do except go down the hole. It's like this massive sinkhole. It looks like a massive sinkhole.
Is that good? Having a sinkhole in my backyard, I would not be happy about.
It's not a sinkhole, but it's just it's been there for fucking years. You know,
Rick and Roll. Rick and Roll.
Rick and Roll.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too. Clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Thank you very much for that. What a wonderful little bumper. Was that Joel or was that Sarah that came up with that one? Probably her. Could have been both. You're listening to Rick and Rollo on May the 24th be with you, the number 6, if you look at that one, 2025, not 2022, as I said on the last Be Told show. That's just the way how confused I was. But Rollo,
man, Mambo Break is
no Mambo Song
on the break.
Look, when I was in England, I got taken very luckily.
Oh yeah,
by someone.
Oh, you were taken.
Taken.
So a little bit like what was his name? Taken. What was his name?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. Were you taken by Liam Neeson?
No, luckily not. No, I went to
what?
We were driving along. We went all these amazing places, and found where T Rex or Mark Bolan had a car crash and passed away in his Mini in 1974 or I think 74, 75.
Wow!
And it was by a little bridge about 20 minutes out of Wimbledon, where the Wombles live, guaranteed. And went for a walk down into underneath the bridge, and it's this incredible grove, little tiny grove underneath the bridge, where all of Mark Bolan's fans can go and leave tributes to him. And all the trees are covered with little tiny handwritten notes, you know, dear Mark, you know, because he was fucking massive. David Bowie and Mark friends as well. But they were both as big as each other.
Who remembers David Bowie? Does anyone?
Me, I do.
But Bolan. Does
Mark Bolan? Is it T Rex?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were as big as each other. They were absolutely massive in the early 70s. T Rex, and they were good friends.
I love that.
Back in the 60s, and they had the same manager. Before they became famous, and this is before David Bowie was selected, and I'm going to say this now, by Tavistock to represent, you know, the whole space odyssey stuff and become a mega star, pushing.
I think back in the day he was called what was he called?
The thin white or thin white.
No, jet. No. He was called. What was Maybe. David Bowie? What was David Bowie called back in the day? He's called. He was a lovely character.
Major Tom.
He played. But he sung that song. But what was his actor? Ziggy Stardust. Remember that?
Yep. And interesting. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. This is going to my be told type conversations here, but there was Ziggy Stardust, Alvin Stardust. Also, he had Alvin Purple, which was a huge show in Australia. You, I don't know if you remember when you first came to Australia, but it was like a naughty. Rude show. Alvin Purple was a massive show, but Alvin Stardust, Ziggy Stardust. There was this. So I'm suggesting Alvin's a dodgy. All such a weird stuff. But anyway, cool. Mark Bolan was massive. And I'm talking about massive, massive, like the Sweet and all those bands. But he was bigger than all. And he was good friends with David Bowie. But something didn't gel with T-Rex, Mark Bolan, and he ended up allegedly, and I want to say this, allegedly having a car accident in 74, 75, whatever it was, and dying, because he was fading, his star was fading. But I thought he was very, very clever, his songwriting, his lyrics, and his music. And I just thought tonight, out of the blue, because we're going to talk about, because that's that song by Viagra Boys. It's more visual. It's not an actual song, really. So I think
The Viagra Boys is visual.
I think Mambo's Son.
Well, let's get Villa. No.
When we end, I'll send it to him.
Oh.
And we'll go out with Mambo's Son by T-Rex, which is a really cool song.
Yeah.
It's more light for Rick and Rollo. We can go in and do a show if you want, or you can wind it up.
Oh yeah,
or you can wind it up. Whatever you want to do. No, doesn't worry me.
Let's hear this song right now. Come on,
Mambo.
Come
song.
On, yeah, Mambo. Yeah, there, here we go. Let me send it. Let me send it to him.
No, don't. We'll send it to him, but.
I'll do it. Here we go. I think Bella is actually listening to us. Actually.
I don't think so.
It's still good. Oh, anyway, well, maybe. Well, not.
We'll end with that. And if you want to go and do an after show, we can. If not, we just.
We're an after fart. My favorite after show was Destination Unknown. Remember that?
Yeah.
Alex Guido. Well, that's beautiful women.
I think you should.
Okay, now, here we go. Now, let me just send this. Copy that link.
And what are we going to call the show? Rick and Rollo.
Exactly. What are we going to call the show? Let me just give that to Velocet right there. I'm sure. Let me paste that. There we go.
Yeah, but
there you go. It's the Viagra Boys.
No. We're not doing that song, Roller. I just said Mambo's Son and the T-Rex. Okay. I just told you we're not doing the Viagra Boys. It's all visual. The music video is. I'll just unsend it to him. No, we'll not unsend to him. I'll just say.
How do I do that?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. Have you not sent when you're on X or what is called Twitter? Have you not sent a Twitter thing and you've kind of regretted it and said, I shouldn't have said that.
Probably.
How many times have you sent a text to someone?
I've done it before.
Yeah. How many texts where you've just said, look, you had a few drinks or something or snorted a couple of lines too many and just gone. Yeah, I know. This is exactly what happened.
I'm going to suggest because I don't really want to do it. So, we'll wind it up, and I'll speak to you next week.
I thought we'd already wound it up.
No, it's still going.
Viagra Boys, research.
No, we're not playing that. No, that's not. It's not.
All right. What song do you want? What song do you want?
I've already done it. Mambo's Son by T Rex. Rollo, how much?
Mambo's Son. There we go. Get it. Yeah.
I've already done it. It's already done.
Have you?
It's already done. Yep. And I'll share.
Tell me about Mambo's Son.
It's a great song by T Rex. And it's just more lightweight and more cool than. Playing
really,
yeah. Then because that song by the Viagra Boys is a great song, but it's too visual. You actually don't get as much. You need to watch the actual video, and that's not the way you do it when you're doing a show. Be told. I'm just going to send it to
members.
I'm sending it. Already done.
No, but.
I want to send
a better version.
No, this is already the better version. I guarantee you.
The T-Rex.
T-Rex Mambo's Son. End of show. Anyway, Rollo. And so we'll speak. I'll speak to you before next week, but Rick and Rollo, episode 32. Mambo's Son by T-Rex. Wonderful song. Be told. 100%.
Yeah.
And I'll speak to you next week, Rollo.
I'm gonna send this version.
I've already done it. Rollo.
I'm gonna send the better version.
I've already sent the only version that you're gonna listen to, guaranteed.
No, no, no. I've All right, we'll go to the after show now.
Yep.
All good.
If you want to. But,
here we go.
One, two,
we're three. Doing the after show. Boom. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Bang.
So T-Rex, made by his son, 1972, is actually playing
what
right
do you
now.
Drink? So, Rollo, what are you drinking, Rollo, tonight?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's Jacob's Creep.
It's not Maui.
No, it's actually Chardonnay Pinot Noir. Yeah, it's quite nice. I'm just chilling. Look, you know, it's the whole rain. So we're doing the after show. So probably none of this will go to air.
Okay, hopefully
so
not.
It was so the amount of rain. I couldn't believe the rain last night.
Yes. It was fucking amazing. It was and when it came down, it was coming in like smashing into the windows of my house. Cleaning the windows, but it doesn't remove any of the spider webs off my back windows. So spider webs are incredibly tough. I have to say that.
Mm.
Have to say that. It's incredible how tough spider's webs are. Because they seem to be fine. Absolutely fine. But what I'm more concerned about is the moisture thing that's happening in my house where all the ceilings and the walls were dripping when I woke up this morning. And it's not abnormal. Apparently around here, that's what happens. And it's so I need to buy one of those things you've got, the dehumidifiers. Guaranteed.
That's right. Because I swear to God, like, it was like I couldn't believe, it wasn't like the patch of, you remember the patch of Balkan went?
That was
crazy. Yeah, but that was crazy because the wind.
Were you there when that went down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sorry, I'm making noise. But the thing was, it was actually.
Yeah, it was just crazy that, it was really bad. Was a tree that did come down and crash on our 20 hours.
You definitely had
Do you remember back in 2008, there was like, when it comes to the people that I love, like John Laws or people like obviously John Laws is my favorite, but there was a guy who was the lefty that was on TUA
Mike Carlton.
Yeah, but who was his offsider with Mike Carlton and his offsider.
Peter Fitzsimons.
This is why you remember.
I can't stand him. He loved it.
You couldn't stand it. I loved it. I loved John Laws on his own. I loved Doug Mulray.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. We know that.
Back in the day, all the people, like, I loved Stan Zemanek at late nights. Like, how could you not love Stan Zemanek? And did you ever get to speak to Stan? I did.
No, never. I couldn't stand him. I just thought he was false. He was a producer that wanted to become a radio announcer. What? And he was just pretending to do everything. What he was doing was an impersonation of a shock jock, basically.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
You've got to listen to Frank's. It's called Frank's Golden Something or Others on 2GB. Frank, it's some guy called Frank, who does this amazing. Wow. He just plays old radio shows. It's really interesting on John Stanley's show on Wednesday night.
Yeah, but I've met John Stanley like But John Stanley's not like, he's not like, he's not like,
no, Stan, John like, Laws. No, he's, well, he had no ego. Well, he's got no, he's got
John Laws. John Laws didn't go out of his way to try and cause what
like, the only reason I listen to Stan is because he's got an encyclopedic yeah. knowledge of. Radio yeah. talkback from it's the awesome. 60s to the 90s or whatever. But this guy that he brings on, Frank, his name is, he has got all the old copies and he's transcribing them and putting them online,
okay.
all those amazing, okay. great radio shows.
Yeah.
And I keep telling you, you should be listening. I've sent it in a couple yeah. of times.
That's yeah, okay.
right. I think I'm going to wind it up now because I'm –
All right, we're going out. What song we got out with?
We've already gone out with one, so you can go.
All right, we'll go with a second one. All right, we'll go with a second song then. What about mine?
If you really have to play that song.
Oh, let me turn my phone off. It's hilarious. No, it's okay. No.
Anyway,
you do another one. Look,
I've already done it. We played T-Rex.
Let's ask my wife. Chrissy, what's your favorite song in the world? What song?
Favorite song in the world.
I think she wants, Chrissy. Really? You want that
She
song?
Wants you to go and move out. That's what she
no,
wants.
No, no. No. Well, that's true. That's true. That's funny. No, she wants, Gautier. She wants the Gautier.
Really?
Song.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, go for it and send it to Joel. But so I'm happy with what we ended with before. And if this doesn't go to air, no problem. Anyway, Roller, I'm going to go. It's been right, fantastic, mate. And I'll speak to you next week.
Oh, yeah. And so she loves you too.
Oh,
go to you. Here we go. Here we go.
Send it. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Beneath the bebop moon, I want to croon with you. Beneath the mambo sun, I got to be the one with you. For you.